Please prepare yourself for several automated ads to play before enjoying an uninterrupted listening experience. Some of you have clicked off straight away because you can't, you just can't. But the rest of you, I hope you enjoy this rather different. At any moment, if it becomes uncomfortable, please let me know, and I will stop whatever it is I'm doing, and we can move on to something. Push back ever so gently. There, there. mentioned it. Relax a furrowed brow that could be causing a bit of headache or even neck pain. I know it's all connected. If you like, you can even take a moment to alternate breathing through one nostril and to the other. Might hear a bit of a whistle in one nostril. That's okay. Alright. I shall continue brushing your hair. This is a well-known brush at this point. Kabuki brush. I'm going to use it to contour your face. Of course, there isn't any product on this brush. Along the jaw first, just like so. Not rushing, just going very slowly along the jaw. And close your eyes. any moment. Find that's easier to breathe through your nose when doing this movement. Lifting almost as though the burdens are being lifted from your soul. As for me, I'm currently seated. Other than usual, I would be standing, and I do find it's quite nice change of pace to be seated. One moment. Also been wanting to practice my British accent by reading presents a different kind of challenge to see words that you wouldn't necessarily go out of your way to use. So that was more Australian, wasn't it? I'm gonna read this. Pueblo. I first had to honor its existence, when in actuality I would have used the word acknowledge its existence, because acknowledge is such a pleasant word to use when speaking. Was never addicted to one thing. I was addicted to filling a void within myself, the things other than my own love. Solely attempt to love others without first loving yourself is to build a home without a strong foundation. I feel like that was pretty good. I'm quite happy with that. Three things make life harder. Not loving yourself, refusing to grow, and not letting go. Right. I'm trying to avoid bumping the microphones of this book. One moment. So long with a closed heart, not because I was afraid to get hurt, but because I was afraid of the pain I had hidden away. Before we can heal and let go, what ails us deeply must first come to the surface. Jane Austen. I spent so much time creating versions of myself that were far from the truth. Characters I would perform depending on who was around. Layers I could hide the inner dance of turmoil between my lack of confidence, I did not understand, and the uneasiness that comes with reaching out to others for the love that I was not giving myself. Before the healing, did you read my journal? I don't think so. Running away from my darkness until I understood that in it I would find my freedom. These words are so powerful. The first time I read this book, I was blown away. It felt like a spiritual experience, and it's one of let this be the last one, I believe. actively working to repress experiences or ideas that are too jarring for us to observe and release. It is a paradox occurring in the human mind. We run away from what we do not want to face, from what brings feelings of pain, and from problems we don't have answers to. But in our running away from our also running away from our own freedom. It is through the observation of all that we are and accepting what we observe with honesty and without judgment that we can release the tension that creates delusions in the mind and walls around the heart. This is why the keys to our freedom lie in our darkness. Because when we observe our darkness by bringing a light of awareness inward, the ego begins to dissipate into nothingness and the subconscious slowly becomes understood. The mind is full of shadow. Shadows cannot withstand the patience and perseverance of light. Our minds can become like stars, powerful, united fields of pure light. But unlike a star, the healed mind Screw.